Well, God bless you. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr., the co-pastor here at First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in Battle Creek, Michigan. I co-pastor here along with Dr. E.R. Hess Jr. What a joy it is for us to share the word of hope as often as we possibly can. We thank God for each one of you. We thank God for how you are a part of this ministry, even though you are not specifically a member of our congregation. But you do pray for us, and we thank God for you. During this time, we ask that you would bless the Lord at all times and let his praise continually be in your mouth, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And we have to make sure that we are strong in the Lord. We have to put on the whole armor of God. Today, I want to read a passage of scripture and share some very important information. I just want to walk in the office of the reminder on today. It's something I have on my heart. I don't really know exactly how to deliver this word, but I'm just going to deliver it out of the word of the Lord and how the Lord has blessed me to be able to understand specific things. Today, I want to go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2 and verse 3. And it asks a very important question. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? I want to talk about the neglected soul, the neglected soul. Again, just want to put it out there, just so you know, regarding the soul. Today, I want to talk about the neglected soul. We live in a time now when culture has become primary in the lives of many people, even believers. Culture is more important to some people more than their soul. When culture becomes primary, the soul is yet God's priority. God's priority is not to make you a cultural figure. God's primary is to cause your soul to be your primary concern, because your soul is God's primary concern, the neglected soul. We're living in a day when culture is loud, but the soul is quiet. Culture is flashy, but the soul is eternal. When you think about culture, culture is what's trending, but the soul is trembling while the culture is trending. Culture is temporary, but the soul that you have is timeless. I'm going to pause right there just for a moment. I just recalled while I was just sharing that word with you, there's a bishop in Chicago. His name is Bishop Horace Smith, and he preached for one of the pastors in Columbus, Ohio recently. And he spoke about, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Most of the time, we just quote, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? But the scripture declares his own soul. I just want to put that out there. Each one of us, we have our own soul that ought to be our primary thing that we are concerned about, because culture is temporary. But the soul, your own soul, is timeless. Let me continue. And the Spirit of the Lord sent me today to tell somebody on today that your soul is starving while your culture is feasting. Many people, even believers, are trending to starving their soul and feasting in culture. God is calling his people back to soul priority. He's calling his people back to holiness and sanctification as a priority, consecration. He wants us to have eternal thinking. Much of our thinking in this time that we're living in now is temporal thinking. What do I need to do for now? It doesn't matter what the end result is going to be. Just let me put all of my priority on the top here to something that I only know is temporary. In the book of St. Matthew, the 16th chapter, I'm going to be sober on today. I didn't say somber, I said sober. Matthew 16 and 26, it asks the question, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? That's Matthew 16 and 26. Jesus here was not talking about losing your reputation or your influence or your platform or your cultural relevance. Jesus said, your soul, because your soul is the only part of us that will stand before God. Yes, culture is loud, but the soul is lasting. Culture screams out, be true to yourself, but the soul is whispering, be true to God. Culture says, follow your feelings, be true to yourself, but the soul is whispering, follow the Spirit. Culture says, protect your image, but the soul is saying, guard your heart. We are prioritizing protecting our image rather than guarding our heart. Culture says, do what makes you happy. But the soul says, do what makes you holy in the eyes of God. And I came today just to share on this word of hope to reach someone who has been torn between the culture and the calling, between the trend and the truth, between the flesh and the faith. God wants me to let you know today on Word of Hope. Culture can entertain you, but only Christ can save you. Culture has no power, no authority to save us. The only power it has is to entertain us. Entertainment is temporal. Salvation is eternal. Culture can shape our behavior, but only the Holy Ghost can shape our soul. Culture will dress you up, but it can't clean you up. Culture can hype you up, but it can't hold you up. Culture can lift you up, but culture cannot keep you up. Culture will give you followers on Facebook, but it can't give you favor in the eyes of God. Culture will give you applause, but it cannot give you anointing. Culture is speaking loud. It'll give you a platform, but culture cannot give you power. Scripture says, you shall receive power, not on a platform, but after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. He said, I give you power. Culture gives you influence, but influence is temporary. Influence is you are influential one day and you're forgotten the next. Only Jesus can redeem the soul. I'm talking to somebody on today. I'm talking to many of us on today. Only Jesus can restore the soul. Only Jesus can sanctify the soul. Somebody shout out, my soul matters. My soul matters. Talk about a neglected soul on today and how culture has become primary in the lives of so many people. And when culture becomes primary, the soul automatically becomes neglected. Here's what happens to a neglected soul. A neglected soul becomes spiritually numb, morally confused, easily offended, carnally driven, unstable in conviction, unresponsive to the Holy Ghost. And so the Lord wants me to let you know that His people are feeding their culture, but starving their soul, feeding their entertainment, but starving their prayer life, feeding their social media, but starving their scripture, feeding their emotions. There was a time when the saints would wake up the first thing in the morning, they would grab their Bible and they would read a scripture to start their day. The first thing now, and even sometime during the night, we wake up and check social media. We're starving our soul. Our soul is not being fed. Feeding emotions is what many people are doing. They're starving their consecration. They're so busy feeding their image, but they're starving their integrity, feeding their comfort, starving their calling. But I hear the Holy Ghost saying, come back to your soul. Come back to the altar. Come back to your consecration. Come back to your first love. There has to be a turning point. And when the soul becomes primary, holiness becomes natural. And when the soul becomes primary, conviction, it becomes strong automatically. When the soul becomes primary, worship becomes authentic. When the soul becomes primary, the believer becomes stable. When the soul becomes primary, the spirit becomes audible. Somebody holler, fix my soul, Lord. Come on, shout it out. Fix my soul. Again, St. Mark 8 and 36 and 37, it speaks about, for what shall it profit a man? What a question. To gain the whole world and lose his own soul. The profit that cannot pay. What shall it profit? P-R-O-F-I-T. What shall it profit a man? The profit that cannot pay. The soul that cannot be sold. We have come to this point in life because the soul is on the line. We have come because eternity is calling. We have come because Jesus is yet saving, yet reaching, and yet restoring. And I can hear Jesus asking the question that echoes throughout every generation. What shall it profit a man? What shall it profit a woman? What shall it profit a boy or a girl? Profit in the world, but poverty in the soul. Gaining in the flesh, but it's loss in eternity. The world can give you profit, but the world cannot give you peace. The world can give you name, position, platform, paycheck, reputation. The world cannot give you rest for your soul. Jesus said these words, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, for you shall find rest unto your soul or for your soul. The world can crown you, but the world cannot cleanse you. The world can applaud you, but the world cannot redeem you. The world can lift you, but it cannot save you. And I hear Jesus saying, what shall it profit a man? You can have a house, but no hope. You can have the money, but no mercy. You can have the fame, but no favor with God. You can have the success, but no salvation. The soul is the most valuable part of each one of us. Your soul is not your resume. Your soul is not your reputation. Your soul is not your possessions. Your soul is the breath of God inside of you. God breathed into man, and man became a living soul. The soul is eternal. The soul is priceless. The soul is irreplaceable. And Jesus asked, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You can't pawn it. You can't trade it. You can't sell it. You can't replace it. You can't negotiate it. Your soul is the only part of you that will stand before God. And there is a danger of walking through this life with a neglected soul. The soul is not lost through violence. The soul is lost through neglect. It's not hatred of God. It's just neglect. It's not rebellion. It's just neglect. Hebrews 2:3 says, how should we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Neglect is quiet. Neglect is subtle, but neglect is also deadly. And neglect can cause your eternity not to be what you would hope it would be. You don't have to say bad words to lose your soul. You just simply stop praying. You can stop seeking. You can stop repenting. And you can even go as far as stop caring. The devil doesn't need to destroy you. He just needs to distract you. The Bible speaks about in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verses 16. I believe it's five verses there, 16 through 21. In Luke 12 and 16, it teaches about the rich fool, a man who profited but lost his soul. What he did was he decided he would build bigger barns. He would expand his empire. He increased his wealth. But God said, yes, you did all of that. But then he says, thou fool, this night, thy soul shall be required of thee. The man in Luke 12 and 16, he had planned for everything temporal. He planned nothing for eternity. He planned for retirement, but he didn't plan for redemption. He planned for comfort, but not conversion. Planned for tomorrow, but he didn't plan for forever. So the Lord is calling the soul care. About the neglected soul, Jesus is not asking about your bank account. He's asking about your soul account. Is your soul hungry? Is your soul thirsty? Is your soul wounded? Is your soul neglected? How is your soul? He restoreth my soul. That's what the Bible says. He reneweth my soul. He revives my soul. If your soul is broken, he can bless it. I'm going to close it on out here. If your soul is empty, he can fill it. If your soul is lost, he can find it. If your soul is bound, he can free it. I hear Jesus asking. I hear heaven asking. I hear eternity asking. What shall it profit a man? Profit without peace, gain without God, success without salvation is loss. But if you give him your soul, if you surrender your heart to Jesus, if you yield your life, you can gain everything. If you do just the opposite of that, you will lose everything regarding eternity. You gain mercy. You gain grace. You gain joy. You gain life. You gain heaven when you turn it over to Jesus. If you gain heaven, you have not lost anything. Now look at this word. God is calling his people back to soul priority. The Spirit is calling us back to soul awareness, soul protection, soul discipline, soul hunger, soul purity, and even soul alignment, because the soul is the seat and the foundation of your worship, your conviction, your identity, and eternity. Culture forms people for the moment. Holiness, sanctification forms people for eternity. Culture prepares you for acceptance. Holiness, sanctification, prepares you for judgment. Culture builds your brand, but holiness builds your character. Culture teaches you how to fit in. Holiness teaches you how to stand out. Culture makes you comfortable for the moment, but holiness makes you consecrated for eternity. I thank God for this word on today. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world, but lose his own soul? God bless. That's enough for today. I'm just putting the word out there. That's all I'm doing. Not asking you to do anything other than what you feel led to do. But I want you to know there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. God bless you. This has been Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr. Hope to see some of you on this Sunday, 11 a.m., First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in Battle Creek, Michigan. God bless.
song just says, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided too far.
no, no. Not going, not going. Not going.